Hello, welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. Have you ever had a problem that you could not figure out the solution to it until you looked at it in a new way? Well, that's how a lot of things can be, because we get set in our ways. We get set in our mindset on how something should be or how something should get fixed. Well, in this episode, we're going to talk about looking at things in a new way and how you can take a new approach, specifically when it comes to your money and your goals. I have some specific stories that I want to tell you about on how to try things in a new way that I hope will help you step out and take some new chances with your money and take some new perspectives and looks at how you look at your financial situation and your goals. So what are the takeaways that you can go and talk about with your friends? Well, the money talking points from today's episode are: what situations do I need to take a new approach, and who can help me see a new approach to my situation? What new approach would you recommend for my situation? So that second question and that second part to the question is meant to ask your friend, what is the new approach you would recommend for my situation? And I think that's going to get some great conversations going around your money and around your problems and goals that you're facing in your financial life. So with that, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have the time to research and learn about all things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. All right, let's jump right into defining today's topic and today's episode. Well, one of the things that I wanted to take a new approach to is this podcast, and that led me to doing the group podcast episodes. You've heard two of them recently. I've tried out the idea. I learned a ton from them. They were a ton of fun. I learned that there's things I do and don't like about them. They are trickier to coordinate. You have to get multiple people on track with the same schedule, and that can be a little difficult. I like working on my own schedule and doing this by myself, but I also learned a ton from other people and had really fun conversations, especially the credit card episode and the episode that we had before that. Both of them were great. We had a lot of fun conversations and we learned a lot from each other. It was a new approach. I learned a lot. I learned that some things I didn't like, some things I did like, but the great thing from taking that new approach is it allows you to take those things you learn and those things you like and apply them to future situations. So you just kind of continue to build and build this library of resources of things you like to do, things you don't like to do, and you can apply them to other situations in your life. So that's what we're going to be talking about, those new approaches and how they can impact your life, how you can use them. So let's talk about impact and how new approaches of with your money and goals can impact your life. So you want me to take a new approach, or I want you to take a new approach to your money. What is it going to do for you? How is it going to impact you? Well, you can finally, I imagine you're going to finally be able to cross that hurdle that's in your way. That one thing that is stumping you from being able to get out of credit card debt, that new approach is going to help you cross that hurdle. The thing that's stopping you from maxing out your Roth IRA, taking that new approach is going to help you cross that hurdle. You can finally see things in a new way, and you're going to be able to reach your goals faster because you tried something new and found out it worked better for you. There's going to be a lot of great impact that comes from just looking at something in a new perspective. You're going to be able to achieve goals that you didn't think were possible because you're looking at them in a new way. Like, think about it. How many times is there a problem, not money or goal related, but there's just like the situation at work where you're like, this just will not work out. I've thought of every possible way. And then the second someone else takes a look at it, it's fixed. Whether it's a computer issue, which that just happens all the time. As soon as you ask someone for help, it works. But any other problem as well, if you're just stumped, getting a second opinion is going to be the thing that helps you figure it out. Because either the other person will know the solution, or you'll be able to combine your insights together to work through the problem together. This also gives you a great opportunity to help others along the way. If we're all collaborating more and being willing to share like our shortcomings with our money and our goals and share with each other and ask each other for help and for perspective, it's going to give you an opportunity to feel really good because you're able to help someone along the way. But that's a two-way street. I think if you want people to start being more willing to help you look at things in a new light, you also have to be willing to like be vulnerable, but also help them. So make sure you're using this as an opportunity to help others along their way, whether it's with their money or their goals or anything else in their life. Help others take a new perspective. But how do you actually implement this into your life? Let's talk about that next. So what do you do to put this into practice in your life? Well, ask others for their input. I think about the group podcast episodes and I was continually asking my wife for input. Like, hey, do you think this would be a good idea? Here's what I'm thinking about. Most financial podcasts are two people, like an interview type conversation where one person is just asking the other one questions. What if I did something with more than two people, three or four people, where we're all able to bounce ideas off of each other and question each other and question each other's ideas and opinions and have a conversation together? I was asking my wife a ton of questions. That's how you get started. That's how you implement asking for a new perspective, is just by doing it. If you have some sort of, let's take credit card debt, for example. If you are stumped and you have been trying for a year or so or however long, and you just cannot seem to get out of credit card debt, ask a friend for their opinion. Be like, hey, I'm stuck in a really like kind of sucky situation where I can't get out of credit card debt. What do you think? Like, do you have any ideas or recommendations or ways to go about getting out of credit card debt? And maybe the friend you're going to be talking to is like a huge Dave Ramsey fan, and they have all the spreadsheets, all the plans, all the ways to get out of credit card debt and to help you out. You wouldn't have found out about that unless you were willing to ask. So ask if you're afraid or you don't want to share too much detail. Like, you don't want to share that you're in $100,000 of credit card debt because maybe it's a little embarrassing, or you just don't want to share that much, and that's fine. Ask about the issue in a hypothetical way. Just say, hey, I was listening to the radio today and the Dave Ramsey show was on, and this person said they had this much credit card debt. What do you think of that kind of situation? And also be aware that when if they're talking about a hypothetical situation, they may put it in a little bit nicer terms if they're talking to you directly than a hypothetical situation. So don't take anything personally is what my first thought is, because I would think some people, they would probably react differently if you told them you were in $100,000 of credit card debt versus some random person they don't know on the radio is in $100,000 of credit card debt. And that's just funny. That's just the way people are. Kind of unfortunate, but don't take things personally if they start talking about some random like person they don't know in a harsh way when you're really trying to hypothetically talk through your situation. But the ultimate thing, and I hope you realize from this section on how to implement taking a new approach and gaining a new perspective, it's all about talking to other people. It's all about asking them what they would recommend, asking them if they've ever heard of someone in such a situation and how they got out of it. This is where I think my financial coaching services could come into play a lot. If you're someone who's in a financial situation where you're stuck, you're stumped, you don't quite know how to get out of it, and you just want a new approach, please reach out to me. I'm a financial coach, and I would love to help anyone talk through their situation or just sit down and say, hey, look at it from this perspective and see what you think. What do you think about this idea? So you can email me. My email's in the show notes. You can contact me through the website. I love to get in touch if you have a situation that you just can't get over and that you need a little bit of help to get through. But let's wrap up today's episode next, and I have a great resource that I think would be really helpful for you and for anyone in this situation. All right, so overall, make sure you try things in new ways. Make sure you're discussing with your friends and family new ways to approach things, especially when it comes to money. You have to have someone in your corner that's going to be willing to say, hey, maybe you should be doing this a different way. That's where accountability partners can come in and be super helpful. They can help you approach your goals in a new way. They can help you stay on track with your goals. And I just love the idea of accountability partners. So my challenge, I guess, from this episode would be to try something in a new way. Go out, find a problem you have, like the main first money talking point from today's episode is, what situations do I need to take a new approach? Do that question first and then go to a friend and say, what approach do you recommend for this situation? Or do you have any other ideas that could help me get through it? And watch as you two are able to figure out, and then the other person will become invested in helping you, and you're both going to be excited to accomplish this goal or overcome this challenge. It's going to be a really just fun exercise, I think, if you have something that you're trying to get over or something that you're trying to do with your money or your goals, and then you involve someone else, and it'll be fun for both of you. But I hope you really enjoyed today's episode, and be sure to have that conversation with a friend about money this week. If you need somewhere to get started, this is the resource for you. Use the money talking points. They're in the show notes. You can find my 7 money talking points on the website. It's a free resource. You can find the link in the show notes, and then you just have to sign up and say which one you want, and I will send it to you. It's as easy as that. You can also email me at moneytalk@skylarfleming.com. If you just email me and say, hey, I need your money talking resources, I want to start talking about money with my friends, and let's get started with it, just let me know, and I'll be happy to send it to you. But thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.